Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Power Word Shiur number 83. We're at the very end of the book, The Power Words by Zelig Pliskin. And we're in the summary. And here we're going to talk about statements that can easily be oinas dvarim. If you heard someone speak against another person, it is oinas dvarim to tell the victim of the Lashon Hara, I heard someone speak Lashon Hara against you, but I'm not going to tell you any details. That's oinas dvarim. It also may constitute, by the way, rechilos, which is when you say that someone said lashon hara on you. That's rechilos, even if you don't give any details, lachaira. But it's certainly oinas dvarim. A powerful insult is when someone says to another person, everyone knows you're terrible. Everyone talks about how bad you are. When you need to correct someone, you avoid using terms such as you always do this, or you never do that. That's a very, very destructive label. It is counterproductive to say to someone, if I told you once, I told you 1,000 times. How many times do I need to tell you da 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 da? And if you have not seen someone for a long time, don't ask him, don't you remember me? That could cause embarrassment. People who have difficulty, you know, they're getting married and they feel very distressed. People sometimes say in a belittling manner, why aren't you married yet? What's wrong with you? Or why aren't you out there? Or whatever it is, all these very insensitive remarks. Or telling people you don't care about me. That's counterproductive. And that will motivate them to care about you more. Try to avoid saying you don't understand when you're discussing ideas with others. Also very belittling. And when someone is making a mistaken decision, don't say to him or her, you should have asked me, when it's already too late. When a person isn't working on internalizing a good midah, don't mock him by saying, you're talking into yourself, whatever it is, sarcastic. When someone's trying to do good and you're sarcastic about it, that's oinas dvarim. And or when will you have common sense, or when will you grow up, those type of things. Or if you don't want someone standing right near you, you just don't say, like, get lost. Don't say someone's sharing the problems with you. Don't say, I don't care. Someone tries to share a piece of information with you. Don't say, like, so what? You know, all those type of things that you dismiss a person or what they're saying constitutes oinas dvarim. Don't even, if someone's nervous, don't say, I see you're nervous. It'll just get them even more nervous. Now, there are situations where oinas dvarim is especially painful. For example, if a person needs empathy and you insult him, that insult is more painful than usual. If someone's suffering emotionally, it's oinas dvarim if you make fun of him because of his reaction or her reaction. If someone confides in you and tells you something personal, never use what he told you or she told you against them. Expressing joy over someone's loss or misfortune will cause that person a lot of distress. When you're making an insulting comment to a parent about his child, you cause the parent pain, and that's oinas dvarim. Any belittling comments that are based on a person's having less money than others constitutes oinas dvarim. And what's exceptionally cruel is one if you make fun of somebody that either has a physical handicap or an emotional handicap. Someone has an illness, a debilitating illness, or an emotional illness, a mental illness, all of these things. It's cruel, absolutely cruel to make fun of them and to belittle them. And there are times where you need to be especially careful. The more sensitive someone is, the more careful you have to be when talking to that person. There's a special mitzvah not to cause pain to a ger, to a convert, or to an almana, to a widow, or to a yasamator, orphan. People who especially have jobs or professions that necessitates interacting with other people a lot, they have to be careful in how they talk to those people. Insults are more painful when other people are present. Remember that. The more people that are there, the more careful you have to be talk, because then if you say something wrong or hurtful, the embarrassment is more exponentially increased by the fact that there's more people there observing what you're saying. When someone's suffering, you have to be careful how you talk to them. When a person is tired or in an irritable mood, be careful what you say to them. And also, people who are very perceptive and notice all kinds of details about the personality and character of others, they need to be very careful to use that gift to help others, never to hurt them. In pertaining to marriage, one needs to know also, it's easy for married couples to cause each other a lot of emotional pain by insulting one another. And they always need to learn to speak with each other, to each other, with the proper respect. Now, I'm going to talk now about the causes of Einas Dvarim and the triggers that cause Einas Dvarim, which you have to be careful to avoid. Number one, obviously, when you're angry. When you're angry, it's more likely to say things that will hurt people's feelings. Anger does not give you permission to violate the Isser of Einas Dvarim. Gaiva, arrogance, is also one of the main midos that lie behind insulting other people. Some people have a strong drive for power, may misuse that drive by verbally abusing others. Kina, jealousy, is also a cause of Einas Dvarim. If you're envious of someone, be careful how you speak of them. Sinna, hatred, leads to many insults and biting comments. If you find that you are careful not to offend people with what you say, but with some individuals you frequently use stinging, sharp phrases, be alert for disguised hostility. There could be people that you realize rub you the wrong way. You have to be very, very careful when you talk to them. Needlessly blaming someone constitutes Einas Dvarim. If you have a tendency to say things impulsively, you're likely to say many things that you should not have said. So if you're impulsive, you have to be careful and hold off with that mida and work on it, not to say things until you're sure that it's wise to say it. People who are impatient insult others because of their lack of patience. Some people insult others to gain applause and attention from other people. Humor at somebody else's expense is Einas Dvarim. Some people, that they're idealistic or they're even striving for shleimus, they want to be higher spiritually. They could be easily irritated with people who don't measure up to that standard, and that could lead to Einas Dvarim. When you are under pressure, you're likely to insult others more, so you have to be careful. Some people have a strong need for privacy, and therefore they insult others to prevent them from coming too close. That's also Einas Dvarim. You need your privacy. You have these healthy ways to protect your privacy, but not by insulting other people and creating a distance that way. When a person feels insecure, he may act in a tough manner in order to give others the impression that he's much more stronger than he really is. Some people try to build themselves up by verbally knocking other people down. If you have that tendency, you have to be very, very careful. A person who is competitive may try to gain an illusion of superiority by disparaging other people whom he views as competitors. So if you're competitors with somebody in any way, shape, or form, you may be prone to Einas Dvarim. If someone's not feeling well, it's easy to become more irritable and more likely to say to others things that would be Einas Dvarim. So when you're not feeling well, you have to really be extra careful to just watch what you say. When you're angry at one person, you may take it out on another person. This happens a lot. In marriage, it could be also. You're aggravated at something at work and you lash out at your wife. Wife was upset at something with one of the kids or one of her neighbors, and she lashes out at her husband. So when you're angry and resentful with one person, it could shoot off to another person, being the victim of your Einas Dvarim. So you have to be careful with that. Some people have hostile feelings towards others because they imagine they will do or say things against them. And in reality, maybe that's not the case at all. So you have to be careful regarding that. Some people insult others who ask them for tzedakah or do acts of kindness because they rationalize their refusal. So in other words, let's say someone's asking for tzedakah, they're pressuring you, not going to get into whether you should or shouldn't give and break Yetzer and give or not give. But even if you decide not to for whatever reason, you don't add to that by insulting that person or having negative hostile feelings towards that person. It's very important. In order to avoid the nice dvarim, it's important to be aware of any patterns of others that will provoke you, like your triggers. It's important to understand and be aware of your own triggers. And so that's also very, very important. So the idea is that there's many midos, there's many attributes that could cause einas dvarim, and one has to be careful to avoid it at all costs. Bez Hashem, we're almost at the end of the summary, and we'll be mamshich in the next shir, and then we'll go on to other aspects of the Koyach HaDibur, the power of words, in many, very, many very important practical ways. Bracha v'atzlacha.